Among the scores of religions in the United States, one of the least understood is Mormonism. This Christian sect boasts almost 6 million members nationally and over 13 million members worldwide. It's one of the fastest-growing religions in the world. Mormons believe that after his crucifixion, Jesus Christ came to the Americas to preach. They believe that a prophet, called Mormon, wrote a record of that event on golden tablets, which were later buried in upstate New York. Their religion's founder, Joseph Smith, unearthed what's now known as the Book of Mormon in 1827. Today, the Mormon Church, formerly known as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or LDS for short, is headquartered in Salt Lake City in the western state of Utah. But every year, the focus still returns to Hill Cumorah, New York, where Mormons say the tablets were found. As VOA's Adam Phillips reports, tens of thousands flock to an elaborate pageant dramatizing the story of the religion. It's 5 o'clock on a golden afternoon in Hill Cumorah, more than 4 hours before showtime. But on a patch of grass below a giant 5-tiered outdoor stage, a score of toga-clad youngsters is hard at work rehearsing the destruction of ancient Jerusalem scene. It's one of the pageant's special effects marvel. As in the first Hill Cumorah pageant 70 years ago, the entire cast and crew are volunteers. Early performances were modest affairs, presented on primitive wood plank stages with the actors dressed in costumes that were little more than artfully disguised bathrobes. Today's pageant features a cast of 680 people, supported by more than 120 crew members behind the scenes who build the sets, apply the makeup, sew the costumes, and create special effects.
All right, guys, let's go get on the water cannons and the fire effects. 1, 2, 3. Wow.
Artistic director Brent Hansen oversees the rehearsals and the week of nightly performances.
Even though this is exhausting, I go away refreshed because the commitment of the people involved. And ultimately, it's not about theater. It's about faith.
Because the outdoor amphitheater is so large, actors mime the movements of their characters to the accompaniment of a pre-recorded soundtrack. In this scene, the prophet Moroni accepts his father Mormon's demand that he bury the golden plates recounting Jesus' visit to the Americas and the disasters that followed the people's disobedience to God.
Oh, Father, if only our people had repented, the Lord would have protected them today.
Those words are meant to move the audience, but they are also deeply inspiring to the actors, all of whom are Mormons. Seth Probert plays Moroni.
Moroni was pretty amazing. He was a stud. I only wish I could be like half the man he was. He's an example to everybody.
14-year-old Jacob Doan says that playing the part of a warrior is fun, but the greatest joy is experiencing the Holy Spirit.
It's a warm, powerful feeling. It's described as like a burning in your bosom, mm-hmm. and it's very powerful. Lots of people cry when they feel the Spirit. And
do you ever cry when you feel the Spirit?
Yes, I do. I get very emotional.
By his sacrifice, he will save us all from sin. If we believe, if we repent.
Perhaps no cast member is better acquainted with the pageant's combination of spirituality and fun than the young man who portrays Jesus Christ. In the show's dramatic climax, 18-year-old Spencer Baker appears alone, suspended high in the air above the audience. The white spotlight that bathes him in a heavenly aura also masks his supporting harness and cables.
When you're up in the harness during practice, yes, it's quite exhilarating. You know, you're just hanging there by your shoulders and your groin, so it's one of a kind of experience. But it's been a neat experience for me. It's opened my eyes to the love that our Heavenly Father has for us.
Most of the 5,000 or so people in the audience each evening are Mormons who want to see a dramatized retelling of what they already believe. Others come simply out of curiosity or a desire to be entertained. LDS members hope that the emotional impact of the pageant will encourage that group to convert. It's clear that 15-year-old Merlina Williams was intrigued both by the pageant and the Book of Mormon.
Uber awesome. I was just so excited about the whole thing.
Do you think you'll become a Mormon because of this?
Not necessarily, but I probably will check out the book.
What kind of stuff do you normally like to read?
Anything that just catches my attention, and that pretty much did.
Indeed, Mormonism has been getting the attention and the scrutiny of many Americans recently. Mitt Romney, one of the leading Republican candidates for president, is a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If elected, he would be the first Mormon president in American history. At the Hill Cumorah pageant near Palmyra, New York, I'm Adam Phillips reporting.